This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections will get underway from 8 in the morning. 19 counting centers have been set up in 11 districts of Delhi for the counting of votes. Our correspondent reports that the authorities have stepped up the security in the national capital in the view of counting. The polls, which were held last Wednesday, witnessed the three-way fight between BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and the Congress, with 699 candidates in the fray. A party needs to win 36 seats to form the government in the national capital. The government has approved 8,800 crore rupees for the Skill India program for the period of from 2022-23 to 25-26. Briefing this media in New Delhi yesterday, the Information and the Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the demand-driven skill development is the focus of the government and the emphasis will be laid on the convergence and the quality enhancement. Mr. Vaishnaw said that the government has also improved the extension of the tenure of the National Commission for Safai Karmcharis for 3 years till 31st March 2028. The minister also informed the South Coast Railway Zone has been given post-facto approval, which will lead to the efficiency in the railway's operation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held an extensive meeting of advisory boards of WAVES, this global summit that brings together the world of entertainment, creativity and culture. He interacted with the top professionals from India and the world, including the actors Amitabh Bachchan, Diljit Dosanjh, Rajnikanth, Shah Rukh Khan, Ranbir Kapoor, Chiranjeevi, Anil Kapoor, Akshay Kumar, Anupam Kher. He also interacted with the music director A.R. Rahman, Reliance Industry Chairman Mukesh Ambani, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella and the chairperson of Mahindra & Mahindra Anand Mahindra and others. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the members of the advisory board were eminent individuals from different walks of life. He added that they are not only reiterated their support but also shared valuable inputs on how to further enhance India's efforts to make India a global entertainment hub. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a high-profile diplomatic visit to France and United States next week. His tour will focus on strengthening the strategic, economic and the technological partnership from both the nations. Prime Minister Modi's visit to France from February 10 to 12 comes as an invitation of French President Emmanuel Macron, as a key highlight of the visit will be the AI Action Summit, where the global leaders will discuss the future of the artificial intelligence governance. In addition to this summit, the discussions between the Indian and the French leadership will cover the defense, trade and the energy cooperation, further strengthening the bilateral ties. The visit would also see the inauguration of India's new Consulate General in Marseille, aimed at improving the consular services in the Indian diaspora in southern France. Following this engagement in France, Prime Minister Modi will travel to the United States on the February 12 for a two-day visit. The Narcotics Control Bureau has uncovered a drug syndicate that seized various banned substances worth approximately 200 crore rupees from Navi Mumbai, arresting four individuals. According to the NCB official, the group of people based abroad is operating this syndicate, and some of the seized drugs that has been sourced from the US through courier or small cargo services and human carriers. The NCB seized 11.54 kgs of very high quality cocaine, hydroponic weed and 5.5 kgs of cannabis gummies. In tennis, Maya Rajeshwaran has stormed into the semi-final in women's singles at the L&T Mumbai Open in Mumbai. The 15-year-old Maya defeated Mi Yamachugi of Japan by 6-4, 3-6, 6-2 in the quarterfinals yesterday. She is the only Indian in the contention for the top prize in the singles and will take on Jill Teichmann of Switzerland in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.